Chujin kunzum trupe wang do jorde, chunyi nyangile, chunyi ton tabi denba mato be simjin namla, pin do be tsewe sambe kun lang de sembre.
So one begins by giving rise to bodhicitta, which is compassion for sentient beings, that because of a confused state of mind, which pertains to the relative aspect of existence, have no realization of the ultimate truth or dharmata. So as we have seen, this text called Distinguishing Dharma and Dharmata is divided into two main parts, a brief exposition and a detailed one. The brief exposition has four parts, being when the first subdivision of the brief exposition then points out the nature of these two, Dharma and Dharmata, or the natures. They are, so to speak, identified. Then there are the respective characteristics, which relates to the second part. Then there is the third part, where it is explained the way in which these two exist in terms of relative and absolute truth. Then there is the fourth part, which concerns today's teaching and is an analysis of whether the two, that is Dharma and Dharmata, are one or two separate entities.
tsaba nipo tani jingi tang soso wayang mayinti yueba tangne meba ta kepar yoda meise rohi tsikangba yere.
So the root text then says the following, the two, that is Dharma and Dharmata, are neither one nor two separate entities. Because there is a distinction in terms of one existing and the other not existing, yet they are not separate entities.
Donc, le shloka d'aujourd'hui dit donc ces deux.
ཁྱི ཕྱད མི ཁྱི ཁོར ngō sō sō wā yāng mā yīndē tē jōm tsēn kār rā sā nā jētār nā chūnyī rāng yīng jī nāmbar tāk bā nyāng dē nē rāng yīng jī nāmbar tāk bā sē jū tē tāngbō nī nāmbar tāk bā tāngbō nī tāmā mē bā tōng dā rē rāng yīng jī nāmbar tāk bā nyāng dē nē Number tapa ngô la tama me bitun dare. Ne lok su yin yue ba tang. Ne lok am hi lok su yin yue ba tang. Yin tang bun yue ba tang ne. Chunyi rang yin nyan de te tang bun yue ba tang ne. Chujin korwa chu de karare sana. Nis nama re. Chujin korwa chu nis nama nam ne. Nama tar. Nisa nang na yang, nang wa tar, ne lok so mei ba ne. Nisa nang na yang, nang wa tar do, ne lok so nisa mei ba re. Ta ke, kye par yo ba ti se na. Ta ni do, te ni, jing ma yin ba da, ta ni do te ni, ngo jik kya ma re. ཁྱི ཕྱད མི ན ཁྱི ཕྱད མི ན
As has been mentioned, there are four ways by which one can explain a text. Rinpoche starts with explaining the meaning of the words of the text in progressive order. So there are, this part, as we said, is then concerned with examining Dharma and Dharmata, or Samsara and Nirvana, in terms of their nature, whether they are of one nature or they are two separate entities.
Yeah.
And therefore of separate natures. So there are these two states, samsara and nirvana, or dharma and dharmata. It is then stated that the two are neither one nor two separate entities. One may then ask how this is possible. The commentary says that in terms of dharmata or nirvana, which is nirvana that is completely pure by nature, that relates to that in terms of the essence or essential nature of nirvana, that nature is primordially pure, has never been stained by accidental stains or adventitious stains. It is pure by nature, and it is primordially existing or existent. That then, as was said, relates to the true nature, which exists on an ultimate level. Then there is dharma or samsara, relating to samsaric phenomena or samsaric experience. As we have seen, that relates to dualistic appearances that are taken to exist in a dualistic way. Now, in terms of the true nature, there is no duality. These dualistic appearances do not exist as such in terms of the true nature. So there are these distinctions, these two distinctions, namely that dharmata exists, whereas dharma or samsaric phenomena do not exist. That is on an ultimate level. Therefore, nominally, or in terms of the relative aspect of existence, these two are not one, or these two are not of one nature. They are not the same.
Bien donc.
Chuda chini ni tani dong o jing ma yin na na ngo ta de re be se na ngo ta de yang ma re ngo ta de ma yin par ten ba ni jing mi na chuda chini ni le jing mi na ji hu jang ma ba chu mi na chu ko wa mi na chini nyang de si ge ma re chini nyang de mi na chu ko wa yang ma se ba ti se na Chuchin zungze ninang de zungze niso madroba tsam je rabdo sewa yakpa re mato yin tade do mebe tele yin tade do chunyi chupa mebe chunyi ki sawa de chuchin zungze ninang re chunyi seje de zungze niso madroba de re tade do meba di se na yueba chunyi tang tang di lo la samchu Chunyi namji ji lo la, chunyi di yueba yagur. Yueba chunyi dang, meba chujin ji chepar ne. Du de landur sewa tsam le. Pencin du de landur sewa tsam le. Don ta de ba. Don ta de ba drupa ngo wo. Ngo wo chung se jang meba jumtsin tenyi ji ser na. Chung korwa dan chunye nyang ilin de ba ni ta de baang mayin bar rikpar sawa ni dun joro. Ta de ayang mayin bar rikpa am to go gre.
So the previous part then established that Dharma and Dharmata are not one or of the same nature. The following part then explains that even though they are not one or of the same nature, they are not separate entities or of separate natures, because these two are mutually dependent. Now, if one were lacking, then the other couldn't possibly be posited, so to speak. So, if, for example, samsara didn't exist, one could not posit the opposite, namely nirvana, or if nirvana did not exist, then one couldn't posit the opposite, namely samsara. In actual fact, then, dharmata is only defined in relation to the unreality of samsaric phenomena or dharmas. As we saw, samsaric phenomena relates to dualistic appearances that are taken to exist in a dualistic way. Now, it's only in relation to that that the opposite, namely dharmata, is posited. It's due to this distinction that one gets the two. Now, as was said then, dharmata is only defined in relation to the unreality of dharmas or samsaric phenomena. Dharmata does not exist in any other way, that is, as a separate entity. Therefore, dharmata, which exists ultimately, and dharma or dharmas, that do not exist ultimately, are two categories that are interdependent in terms of or are two categories that are mutually dependent. One couldn't exist without the other. So there is this presentation of these two categories in terms of what is to be adopted and what is to be rejected. In actual fact, they are not separate in terms of essence or essential nature. There isn't the slightest difference in terms of essential nature. Therefore, these two are not two separate entities. As we saw, they are not of one nature, nor are they two separate entities or of different natures. So that's what is to be understood, namely that they are not one nor two separate entities, that is.
Di tanda he chur tangbo, tsawe tsik and tarja ge tsingdir ji hie pare.
So this explanation then, as was said, relates to explaining the meaning of the words in progressive order.
No.
Nyeban thaje ji ke bawang de se na chu se ju de chu hi sa ba tong kang yin ke na chu hi sa ba tong zung ze ni nang jin je kun to de kam de chu dang chu ni ji de se pe chu ng kor ba re
chu ni ji de se
a chu dan chu ni ni ji de se chu dan chu ni se li ti chu dan chu ni ji de se be chu re de se se ji de chu dan chu ni ni se ji be chu ng kor ba re se de se ji de ni se he ba ti wang de se ba re se
Now Rinpoche will give a second type of explanation, which is a detailed analysis of the subject. In this context, the distinction or distinctions between Dharma and Dharmata. As we saw, Dharma relates to the conceptual mind, which takes appearances to exist in a dualistic way, which conceives of subject and object as two separate entities. This category, dharma or dharmas, samsaric phenomena or experience, then, is defined in relation to dharmata, the opposite, relating to nirvana.
Zongzhe Ninang Jin Je Kundok Wang Ki Kamsomdo Korhen Dongan Naso Nyongwe Ser Na Te Kundok De La Kundok De Nying Korware.
So there is then the conceptual mind which takes things to exist in a dualistic way, which conceives of subject and object as two separate entities. Due to that, then beings, sentient beings or samsaric beings, wander in conditioned existence, experiencing different types of suffering. Therefore, the conceptual mind is synonymous with samsara or conditioned existence, which is traditionally, or according to the Buddhist teachings, made up of three different levels or realms.
Kundo tenin korwa yina, nam kundo gam namdo tenin korwa yina, korwa ne dang lu dang, longju tezo karrese na. Bakyak jewa toma mebe bakyak wangi, ne dang lu dang longju je, kundo lan tunang hyarte, ne lu longju la, tene denbar kienba wange, tene kundo ten korwa yinba. Te denbar kienba. Ne lu longju la, ne lu longju je nawa hyar. Zungzi ni je nawa hyar te, zungzi ni je kienba wange sena.
So as was said, then samsara is synonymous with a conceptual state of mind. One may then wonder how samsaric phenomena such as places, one's body, wealth, possession, and so on manifest. These different appearances manifest due to a confused state of mind, a conceptual state of mind, which itself occurs in dependence upon habitual patterns that have been accumulated since beginningless time. So due to these habitual patterns, different appearances manifest, such as places, bodies, wealth, possessions, and so on. And due to these habitual patterns, a confused state of mind is produced, so to speak. And due to this confusion, whatever manifests is taken to or is seen to under. Is seen to exist inherently. This is then the conceptual state of mind, which is synonymous with samsara, within which these appearances manifest.
Malam to ne lu longju je nama hyarna yang. Nelu longju je zungzhe ninang gen nama hyarna yang. Mulanje Namdo Tele Yendo Maba Yendo Tene Corbine Caps or Nelly Lunju Jesumzinang and Turba Yana Yang Turbessin Kudo Sem Kundo Tele Yendo Mabari.
So in a dream, or during a dream, one dreams of different things, such as places, bodies, possessions, and so on. Now, these appearances in the dream are then nothing but the expressions of or manifestations of a confused state of mind, where things are taken or seen or conceived of as existing in a realistic way, where subject and object are taken to be two separate entities. Now, whatever one dreams of, or all the appearances in a dream are nothing but dream appearances. They have no other existence. Similarly, samsaric appearances or samsaric phenomena are nothing but the manifestations of conceptual mind, are nothing but the manifestations of a confused state of mind which takes things to exist in a dualistic way.
Korwa kundo tsam yinba tang, kundo te turpa yinbar hiba de kartimbure.
So it's important to understand that samsara is nothing but a conceptual state of mind. This conceptual state of mind is then a confused state of mind, a deluded state of mind. Then there is the opposite, namely dharmata or nirvana. The characteristics of dharmata were then given in the second subdivision of the brief exposition. Rinpoche says, to sum up, dharmata is then synonymous with nirvana, which is empty of duality, which is empty of dualistic appearances. Dharmata is the ultimate nature of conceptual mind. It is the synonymous with, or it is the emptiness of the conceptual mind, the empty nature of conceptual mind.
Tene kundu ge chunye zongzhen ni le de ba de ran yin nyang de be jun zhen ka re sa na ngo am ran yin la ran yin number ta ba re zhema yo ma re zhema me ba re zhema me be se na zhema me be se je ne lo de la tang bu ni nyu mong da dong a me ba re tang bu ni nyu mong da dong a me be se na ran yin ji nyang ni de ba re tang bu nyu mong da dong a yu ji se pa ma da wo.
So as we saw, dharmata then relates to the true nature of dharma or conceptual mind. Now, in terms of the essential nature of dharmata, there is complete purity. Is synonymous synonymous with the true nature of mind, which in fact has never been affected or afflicted by conflicting emotions, mistaken views, and suffering. Therefore, dharmata, or the true nature of mind, or nirvana, is referred to as natural nirvana, being primordially pure, being empty of stains.
Et donc toujours ce définition
Chuni tang, chujin da chuni ni bo de jing ma yin be jun zin kar re sa na chuni de ne lok su chuba re ne lok su chuba tang chujin de tani zang do ma do ne lok su ma do be se na deni deni tani dong o jik yang ma re.
So as we saw, dharma and dharmata are not one, because dharmata exists ultimately, whereas dharma, or samsaric phenomena, only exist on a relative level.
Et le moyen de mon...
Tade ya mare karre se na chunyi rang yin ji nyang yin lin deyapa de chujin turpa de chujin ninang turpa de nisu nama ta do maro bacha ni yagba se na teni tade to yang turpa me bare. Chunyi nyang yin lin deyapa de chujin ninang turpa seba zang je darba zang je maro bacha je cha ni yagba yinba se na tade ya mare se. Chunyi nyang yin lin deyapa de ni chujin ninang turpa de ninang de nisu nama ta do maro bacha ni chunyi yagba yinba se na tade to yang maro bare.
They are also not separate entities, as we have seen, because dharma or samsaric phenomena, dharmata is only defined in relation to the unreality of dharmas, namely that a confused state of mind, or a conceptual mind, which takes things to exist as separate entities, in fact, or ultimately, has no reality.
Et donc, on vient de voir que...
Penatate malan che gyana, kade to ta kurunga zo. Malan ngo hipa tang, ngo ma hipa tang, ngo hipa ni jiga ma re, karre se na, ngo ma hipa zen turpa re, ngo hipa te, ma turpa yinpa se na, malan ngo ma hipa tang, ngo hipa ni jiga ma re. Yang tade yang ma re, gangtor yinpa te, ngo hipa re ma to, tele sarpe yor yinda mepa se na, tene tade yang ma re. Gangtor yinpa nama te ngo hipa re ma to, tele yinpa chik sarpa chik ngo hipa ma yinpa se na, tade yang ma re. Ote malam to jitang wo. Malala nga tsu kanga nyamnyong yore wata. Nyamnyong yore wata jihila pekyan ya gare. Teyang tu ta do nyamnyong yore wata. Hako zonga?
Yes.
Oh ya.
So,
ngo hiena te jol mato na ta kejur do jom.
To come back to the analogy of a dream. In relation to dreaming, there are two states of mind, one where one is unaware of that one is dreaming, and another where one is aware of that one is dreaming. So there are these two distinctions in relation to dreaming.
Milangi capsule,
dang
mo she dang mo
ma So there are these two different...
Yeah.
There are those two different states. One where there is recognition and one where there is no recognition. Therefore, these are not the same, since there are these distinctions, namely a confused state of mind and a state of mind free from confusion, namely free from the confusion of not recognizing what, not recognizing the dream for what it is. These two states are also not completely different, because in fact the only difference or distinction one can make is recognition as the only distinction that can be made is dire bu shukan tu shinpa nangwa
mo
shepa re mato
re
de le shempe
tade ya mare control yimba de ngo yiba re mato nam sarpa kan kya yo mare ti se na tade ya mare.
There is also no separation because there is nothing but the recognition of the of a confused state of mind. One recognizes the confused, so to speak, appearances. One recognizes them as they are. One recognizes that this is not that this is nothing but the manifestation of a confused state of mind. There is nothing apart from that that one becomes aware of. So in fact, these are not truly separate either. There is only recognition, which is a state of mind free from confusion, which recognizes or becomes aware of what confusion or the confused appearances actually are.
Te ta khechur ni ban ta che ji khechur do du song te ta som ba ta jur som ba ta jur ji wang de se na kon de ni chu jin ko wa da nyang ngin lin de ba ni chu jin te song chu bi ge kon de ni chu jin ta ni to jing ma yin de chu ni Chunyirang yinji nyangirin debar Tung dambar yueba tang Chujin kunzob nisu nana yang Nisu trupa maybe trupa nila Chepa yueba se.
Then we come to the third way of explaining something, which is in the form of logical argument or syllogism. So if one considers the two, namely samsara and nirvana, nominally or on a relative level, they are not one, because dharmata or nirvana, which is pure by nature, exists ultimately, whereas dharma or samsaric phenomena only exist on a relative level, nominally. As we saw, dharma relates to samsaric phenomena, relates to a confused state of mind which takes subject and object to exist as separate entities. There is this distinction, or this distinction, namely that dharmata exists ultimately, whereas dharma does not. Samsaric phenomena only have relative existence. Therefore, they are not one or of the same nature.
Chung Korva than Juni Yang Ilin Deba Ni Chujin Yang Tawar Tateba Yang Mainte Juni Yang Ilin Deba Juni Rang Yin Yang De De Chujin Ninang Korva Madro Batsam Jerab the Seva Imbis.
Then there is a logical argument in terms of these two not being two separate entities either. So again, one considers Dharma and Dharmata, or Samsara and Nirvana. These two are not separate entities, because Dharmata or Nirvana, which is pure by nature, is only defined in relation to samsaric phenomena, in relation to the unreality of samsaric phenomena, that, as we saw, relates to dualistic appearances.
Chuni rang yin jin yang de ton tamper yoba tang Chuchin ni nang korwa te niso nang niang yang niso madro bese na niso madro bese na Chuchin korwa tang chuni nyang de ni jik ma yin pa tang Chuni nyang de Chuni rang yin nyang de teni Chuchin korwa madro bachang je rabdo seba yinba ten se ki
So now we come to the fourth way of explaining something, where the meaning of what has been pointed out is given in brief. So we saw that Dharma and Dharmata are not one, nor are they separate. They are not one because Dharmata exists ultimately, whereas Dharma or samsaric phenomena do not exist ultimately. As we saw, samsaric phenomena relates to dualistic appearances, or conceptual mind which takes subject and object to exist as two separate entities, since ultimately there is no such duality, samsaric phenomena have no ultimate existence. They are also, so as we saw, that then relates to them not being one or of the same nature. Then there is the second part, which points to that they are also not separate or separate entities, because Dharmata is defined in relation to dharmas or samsaric phenomena, in relation to them having no ultimate existence, in relation to the unreality of dharmas. So they are not completely different or of different natures, because one is defined in relation to the other. So there is a certain connection. There is no total separation between the two.
Donc en résumé, la quatrième...
Bye.
之外。
Dans le texte de Santander, verset de Nagarjuna, on avait au départ le samsara et sans quoi je voudrais savoir si on ne peut pas prendre justement Dharmata comme point de référence. Est-ce que Dharmata pourrait pas être un point de référence au samsara? On parle chaque fois qu'ils sont en relation l'un avec l'autre, qu'ils se répètent pour l'un par rapport à l'autre.
Ici, ce n'est pas le même, c'est pas le même type d'explication que dans le. Que dans le, les 60 vers de Nagarjuna. Dans le 60 vers de Nagarjuna, le point de vue philosophique, c'est ce qu'on appelle le point de vue philosophique de Rangtong, dans lequel tous les phénomènes intérieurs et extérieurs sont définis comme étant la réalité. Et donc, il n'y a pas de point de référence, puisque tous les phénomènes, au niveau ultime, sont réalité et uniquement réalité. Il n'y a pas d'autre nature. Donc, ici, ce n'est pas la même interprétation entre donc, cette distinction entre Chöni et Chöchen. De toute façon, Chöni sans vacuité, enfin, les phénomènes sans vacuité, et le Dharmata est aussi vacuité. Donc, le seul point de référence, si tu as en fait qu'il y en ait un, c'est la vacuité. Donc, ce n'est pas un point de référence. C'est ça qu'on dit, il n'y a pas de point de référence, c'est le point de vue Rangtong, qui ne s'applique pas directement à ce texte de Chö Chöni.
Karesena, Chö Tamche Tongbani Yina, Chö Tamche Denbar Madhubba Tongba Yina, Tongni Deyang Tongba, Tongbani Konadro Mehibar. Tony Kona Yo Mehibare Tony Kona Yobala Rekpenezir Tony Yona Tony Kona Yobare, Chuchega Meba Tony Kona Yobare, Tony Kona Mebare Meme Repatu Chubacabs Tony Yona Tong Chutam J Mebare Tony Yona Tony Kona Yogor Tony Kona Yomare.
Donc, sinon, on disait que. Si on disait que tous les que la vacuité doit être c'est ça
Chu tamche tongbani re Chu tamche tongbani yin tongbani de yo na toni kona yo pare toni kona de ne yo de pare ti se na toni kona yo ba mare tongbani ya tongbani ta go so
donc on va pas parler de la simple vacuité, puisque on dit donc tous les phénomènes sont des nœuds d'existence propre, ils sont vacuités. Mais il y a le risque que la vacuité soit de nouveau un concept ou une idée. Et donc c'est pour ça qu'il faut parler, c'est ce que parle ce que développe le point de vue Rangtong, qui est de dire il y a la vacuité de la vacuité. Hein, pour que même on ne puisse même pas s'attacher à la vacuité comme étant un point de référence.
Ouais.
天道了。他可以说。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道了。天道
mean that I was a pig ahead. I don't know how to say in Tibetan. And, so I say in English. I don't understand.
No, that's a problem.
I come back on chimie and en français.
C'est mieux si vous parlez en français, je pense.
En français? Oui. Alors je reviens au chat et au serpent.
She made a true young lady warrior.
Yeah. Yeah, good idea.
Alors, le chat, c'est pas une illusion, mais c'est pas une idée non plus. Le serpent, c'est pas une illusion, mais c'est pas une idée non plus. Ce qui se passe entre eux, ce n'est pas une illusion, mais ce n'est pas une idée non plus. L'acte, le sujet et l'objet ne sont pas abandonnés.
Bon, alors c'est quoi en résumé la question?
Il n'y a pas de question pour la est-ce que c'est droit ou est-ce que c'est tordu? C'est ça que je sens. I want to know if it's right or bancal.
Le problème, c'est quand on traduit. Moi, je veux bien traduire tout ce que vous voulez, enfin, essayez du moins. Mais je veux dire, bon, il faudrait vous poser une question claire, parce que
je
poser
peux
un coaché.
Je peux essayer un tout détail.
Non, c'est pas la peine. Non.
C'est joli
un
tibétain, c'est bon. Je ne sais pas si c'est bon.
Non, mais on n'est pas là pour ça. Je veux dire, je propose aux gens de poser des questions. Si vous avez une question, vous la posez clairement. Moi, je viens la traduire. Il la répond et on essaie de traduire la réponse.
C'est une question. Est-ce que c'est juste ou est-ce que c'est faux?
De quoi parle-t-on?
Le chat, chimie trulvin, donc guma min.
Kankan nan tore entro parre. Kankan nan tore kentore entro
parre. Donc, Rinpoche dit que c'est tout à fait juste et il dit que c'est ça. C'est, de toute façon, tous les phénomènes appartiennent au monde de la pensée conceptuelle. Donc, de toute façon, ce ne sont encore que des concepts.
Et ça, c'est tout.
Donc,
vrai.
Ça
n'arrive
pas.
Kankan kentore. Oh, yeah.
Ta te tsa 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 ts